meteorology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 86. Southerly winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, lows level off around 58, highs around 83 tomorrow. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 77.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, with the warm weather and spring and summertime officially here in the state of Kansas also means severe weather season across the state as well, with many emergency responders reminding individuals to have a plan just in case severe weather hits your area.
The list of medication and maybe a change of clothes, drinking water, those things in your go kit, and that way when disaster strikes, you're able to respond. It's important to practice these things. Make sure that children know during a severe storm, this is what we're going to do, this is where we're going to go, so that it limits the level of anxiety that may be present during the storm because it's something that they've practiced before.
That was Jake Henry, the Shawnee County Emergency Management Planner on KSNT News, where he says it's not only important to plan these things, but also to practice them with your children and make sure your children are well aware of the potential scenarios as well, which many families across the state say that they do on a regular basis.
We have talked to the children all at one time, and we have, through luck, had our own sirens go off before.
Good American Network News.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Three teenagers in Scott City are in juvenile custody after vandalizing two homes and causing more than $100,000 in damage to the properties. As the Scott City Police Chief David Post says, it was just plain neglection of the children and lack of respect.
A lot of lack of supervision, just too much spare time, and not really caring for other people's things. Every room in that house has been destroyed in one way or another.
That audio from KWCH News. Samantha Lane, the property manager for Plain at Jan's Rental Group that manages the property, says she's never seen so much damage in a home before.
We've kind of figured within a week. So in a week time, completely trashed. They ripped out the ceilings. They knocked down the fan, took a can of paint and threw it everywhere. There's bullet holes in the wall right there.
She says the worst part is that renters were supposed to move into the house within days, and now they have to find a new location.
Call them and be like, I'm so sorry, I can't rent to you right now. I got to find you a different home.
They hope that the remodeling and reconstruction can begin soon.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. During Sexual Assault Awareness Month, the Doves program out of Scottsbluff, Nebraska, says they are trying to bring more attention to healing and self-care to try and battle sexual assault. As NBC Nebraska Scottsbluff reports, the Doves program is focusing on highlighting the importance of healing and self-care and reminding individuals that healing is a process that requires time, patience, and support, as they say they want to offer tips to help survivors make the process easier and get their life back on track. The Doves program says that some of the tips you can use is to ask a survivor how you can help them, respect them not enough to try and pity them, and ask if it's okay to hug or even touch them, and be okay if they say no.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
We have Clay here from Best Body Shop. Clay, tell us what makes your shop different from the rest.
You know, that's a great question. One of the things that differentiates Best Body Shop from the other collision repair facilities is that we're not influenced by anything but repairing the car based on the manufacturer's guidelines. And so our sole focus is to make sure that your car is safe and properly repaired. So you can reach us at 316-445-9850. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and on Saturday, 9 to noon.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council meeting Monday backed down from pursuing an eminent domain resolution that would assure public access for fishing at the Country Club Lake. After months of back and forth and legal wrangling with adjacent property owners, just two council members voted in favor of pursuing the matter by approving the resolution. Steve Prills and Chris Schraders had purchased properties west and immediately adjacent to the lake 2 years ago and argued they had property rights. Public access to the lake had been honored since it was created in the 1930s, and informal agreements with the previous property owners did allow access, but the Prells and Traders could not come to agreement with the city on terms to allow public access after they complained about littering by the public. Council hesitated tackling the issue Monday, with some asking to table again until a full council was present. Mayor Jason Barnes noted some 90 years of public use and urged continuation. Todd Fry and Keith Beichman questioned taking property through eminent domain. Colleen Behrens spoke of public easement with continuous use for over 25 years that should be maintained. Jeff Keating made a motion to vote on the resolution after noting public responsibility in approaching landowners for access and maintaining it litter-free. Fry went on to say the property was purchased and access should have been disclosed. The mayor responded, this was an opportunity to remedy an issue that was confusing. Access to the lake was debated. A final roll call vote was defeated 2-6, with Parker Price and Colleen Behrens voting yes, Todd Fry, Jeff Keating, Lori Snellings, Keith Beichman, and Kyle Garacki voting against the resolution to acquire the shoreline property at the Country Club Lake by eminent domain to allow public access. In other business, a request for use of Headstrom Hall for Marysville Elementary was approved. It was estimated that will require some 30 man-hours to move equipment and storage. The Dog Park Committee requested placing some equipment and replacing some trees damaged last summer. Approval was granted for mosquito squad spraying parks and recreation areas this summer and for an overlay project at the airport. Low bid was $2,000 over the engineer's estimate, and it was approved for $567,000. City will match 10% with federal funding. Clarification was asked as to the status of street improvements along 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads. Approval was previously given to go out for engineering design ideas for that section. The city administrator advised the goal is to have a bid-worthy project by fall. An option of going to gravel was mentioned. It was noted that maintenance would be easier. However, no cost estimates were available and no action was taken. Approval was granted for use of the city park and pool for National Night Out August 1st, which Marysville Police are coordinating. Councilman Todd Fry asked about possible locations for overnight and longer-term truck parking in the community. City Administrator reported an average of 4 vehicles per month were using the free charging station downtown for electric vehicles. The city had installed the unit at a cost of $10,000, and it was noted that a full charge could take up to 7 hours. Red flag conditions continue for another day with continued dry conditions and winds aggravating spring pasture burns as rural departments answer multiple calls for burns out of control. Over 2,600 acres reportedly burned in the Fairbury area Wednesday as the governor included Jefferson County among six in the state as disaster areas. Over 50 firefighters worked the blaze, as well as National Guard and a Guard helicopter dropping water. A significant pasture fire was noted in central Kansas as well, south of Junction City. Smoke's also a factor. Air quality alerts have been issued by the National Weather Service from northeast Kansas through the eastern third of Nebraska. Dennis L. Habig, age 67, of Marysville, passed away April 2nd. After private burial at the Marysville City Cemetery, a celebration of life services planned Friday, April 14th, 4 until 8 p.m. at Landall Lanes in Marysville, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Dennis Habig. Duane L. Dankenbring, age 87, of Greenleaf, passed away Sunday. Mass of Christian burial Saturday, 10 a.m., Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Friday evening at 7 at church. Visitation Friday 4 until 6:30 at the church, with a ward funeral in charge of arrangements for Duane Dankenbring. Sarah Jane Ross, age 80, of Meridian, formerly of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday 11 a.m. at the ward funeral of Washington. Burial in the parallel cemetery at Clifton. Ward funeral in charge of arrangements for Jane Ross. Marvin L. Hack, age 88, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home, with burial in the Lynn Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 3 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Marvin Hack.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good Shepherd Lutheran School, Marysville. Plant pickup is Thursday, 10 to 6. Your pre-orders through Janet's Jungle and the Good Shepherd Lutheran School will be available, and they will also have plants available for those who have not pre-ordered or if you want additional plants. Plant pickup Thursday, 10 to 6 at Good Shepherd Lutheran School in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Still staying sunny and breezy today with our highs in the upper 80s. South winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s. South winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. There will be a chance for some showers and thunderstorms throughout Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and mid-80s. South winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And more showers are likely throughout Friday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-40s. Southwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. A chance for some showers throughout the day on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Northwest winds around 20 and gusting as high as 35. And showers taper off early Saturday night, then staying partly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Northwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. And some sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-April 66. Record high on this date, 91. The average low 41 and the record low 17. Sunset this evening 8:02, sunrise in the morning at 6:54.
It may be uncouth to talk about, but in everyday life it's hard to avoid spit. And it's not always a bad thing, as we will find out on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 13th, the 103rd day of the year. Thomas Jefferson was born on this day, and in 1963, baseball's Pete Rose got his first major league hit. There's a surprising amount of folklore surrounding the act of spitting. For good luck, sailors spit on their ships, fishermen spit in the water, and back when kids played with marbles, they'd spit on them. Even today, it's not unusual to spit on our hands before tackling a tough job. As it turns out, saliva may have more going for it than spreading germs. Researchers wondering why animals lick their wounds have found a protein in saliva that speeds up the healing process. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter at almanac.com.
When severe storms approach, tune to KNDY for the latest up-to-date watches and warnings. Stay safe and ahead of the storm with updates from the National Weather Service, WeatherEye Weather Network, and our local reporters. Severe storm coverage on KNDY, service of these community sponsors.
When the storm clouds roll in and wind and hail damage your home, call 785-406-0269 for Parrott Construction. Locally owned and operated, the professionals of Parrott Construction can repair your roof, replace your windows, install new seamless guttering, put new siding on, or provide a roll-off dumpster for cleanup. Trust Parrott Construction to get your home looking beautiful again. Call 785-406-0269 or visit Hometown Lumber today.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
If Mother Nature decides to give the exterior of your home a makeover, you know it's time to call Schoen's Roofing in Beatrice. With over 10 years of experience and work backed up by a 10-year workmanship warranty, Schoen's promises a clean and timely experience, with most jobs being completed that day. For a consultation, repair, or renovation to protect your investment this storm season, call Anthony and the team at 402-520-7121.
Stay safe this storm season. Tune KNDY FM 95.5, KNDY AM 1570, FM 94.1, and KNDYRadio.com.
Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. The Kansas City Royals bats came alive last night in the final game of the series with Texas. The Royals were down 0-2 in the series, but not after last night as they get a 10-1 win. The Royals managed 14 hits. Bobby Witt Jr. got three hits last night, scored a run, had one RBI. He also had something fun happen last night during his last at-bat when he sliced a foul ball right to his dad in a suite. Bobby Witt Sr. caught the ball. It's the first time he has ever caught a foul ball, and it came from his son. Afterwards, it was signed, hit by Bobby Witt Jr., caught by Bobby Witt Sr. with the date. If you have plans to go to Kauffman Stadium for a game this year, you will notice something a little bit different with this year's pitch clock making games shorter. It has allowed fans now at five different baseball stadiums to buy beer a little bit later on in the game. Alcohol sales used to be cut off at the bottom of the seventh. They are now cut off at the bottom of the eighth at Kauffman Stadium. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford has the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Our finance team will help you with the best finance options available. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home, work, or fleet for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Our certified professionals can work on all makes and models. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 3 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
In the NBA play-in games last night, former Wichita State player Fred VanVleet, his season came to an end as his Raptors lost to the Bulls 109-105. And in the other game, it was the Oklahoma City Thunder taking down the Pelicans 123-118. If you want an opportunity to see Bill Self speak, you'll have that coming up next Tuesday. The Kansas coach and two-time national champion will present the second Dillon Lecture of 2023. Self's lecture will be held next Tuesday at 10:30 at the Hutchinson Sports Arena. Tickets to the speech cost $10 and will be available beginning at 9:45 the day of the lecture. Major League Baseball is getting what it wanted with the rule changes coming into this season. Stolen bases are up 48%. Stolen base attempts are up 34%. Officials with Major League Baseball say this is due to larger bases that make the distance between first and second 4.5 inches closer. They also say it is due to the rule change where pitchers can only throw over twice before a runner can advance on to second. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Equipment rentals from Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axle Lumber make the job easier if you're a professional or do-it-yourselfer. From power tools to generators, air compressors to nailers and fasteners, concrete tools, scaffolding, and more, rent a Bobcat, dump truck, man lift, ladder, scaffolding, as well as pressure washers, insulation blowers, drywall tools, tile cutters, and more. Rent by the half day, day, weekend, or week. See the entire list online, including pricing, at axtolumber.com or visit either location today.
Honeyman Auto sales and service. Drive by or check inventory online at honeymanauto.com. You can even schedule a test drive online as well. With lots of choices, Honeyman works to make yours the best buying experience with customer service a top priority. Competitive pricing, knowledgeable staff, and superior customer service right here at home. With a full service shop and a selection of both cars and trucks in all price ranges, see Honeyman Auto sales and service, East Pony Express Highway, Marysville, today.
Take the worry out of ordering and refilling your propane tanks with Kramer Oil. Great people to work with. Their family has been serving your family since 1976. Customize your account with delivery and automatic refill, prepaid discount, or level billing options available. Hard work, integrity, and dedication to the community are hallmarks that Kramer Oil lives by and promise to deliver for you. Join the family today with a phone call to Kramer Oil in Marysville. Find them online at KramerOil.com.
Bring the hummingbirds into your spring garden with a planting of our native columbine. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. These North American native plants grow in full sun or partial shade in a wide range of well-draining soils. Plants growing in rich soils may develop weak stems and be short-lived, while those in sandy soils tend to be more compact and longer-lived. The spurs on the downward-facing yellow and red bell-shaped flowers are filled with nectar, perfect for hummingbirds and long-tongued pollinators. Plus, deer and rabbits tend to leave them be. Hardy in zones 3 to 8, columbines do reseed readily, forming large colonies. Collect and replant extra seedlings or remove faded flowers to limit reseeding. Cut plants back to the ground as foliage declines to encourage fresh new growth. Plant columbines with other perennials in woodland, shade, rock, cottage, and naturalized gardens. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Successful businesses have to change with the times, or do they? In some ways, this store is doing the same thing predecessors of 200 years ago accomplished at nearly the same spot. Yes, some things have changed, but some remain the same. And I'll take you there on this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
When Mike Peterson and his wife began what is today the Dakota Emporium Trading Post,
The selection of items, in some cases, was much different.
When Sue and I opened the store in the mall in Pier, we had two little boxes about the size of shoe boxes with beads because people were looking for beads. Well, today I have probably, I'm guessing, 5 tons of beads on hand.
Mike's store sells many of the raw materials that go into the traditional handiwork created by many Native Americans in the region.
We sell rawhide for drum making and parfleche making. We sell all kinds of leather, deer, buffalo, elk leather for making anything from a medicine bag to a shirt or a dress or whatever you want.
Mike says his store is a bit like the trading that took place here in the early 1800s. In fact, he's looked at some of those early trading lists from here at Fort Pier.
The two most popular items I seen on their deal were beads and blankets. And today, my two most popular items are beads and blankets, and 200 years later.
95% of his customers are Native Americans, some who will drive over 200 miles to shop. The store here in Fort Pier is quite interesting, as you can see the raw materials and the finished products all in one place. It's been a career that Mike cherishes.
You learn by living, you know, and it's been very educational, and I really enjoy the people that I deal with. They're really nice people.
It's a place carrying on some of the merchandising of two centuries ago. Although Mike smiles and says he gets the luxury of having heat and air conditioning. Traveling the countryside in Fort Pier, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a household and collectibles auction for Neola Wolbrandt and the Ardell Wilkie Estate Saturday, April 15th. Sale begins 10 a.m. at 1405 North Street in Marysville. Selling furniture items, including a dining room farm-style table with 6 chairs, another dining table with 4 chairs, couch, 2 recliners, 5-drawer dresser, kitchen items, chest of drawers, a full-size bed, collectibles, including buttons, marbles, and Husker collectibles, coins selling at noon, a car sells at noon, a 2006 Chevy Malibu hatchback, 116,000 miles, also selling a steel 170 chainsaw, 2-wheel lawn cart, lawn seeders, single-stage snow thrower, rotting lawnmower, 19-horse push mowers, and an 8-speed aluminum Trek bike. This household and collectible auction for Neola Wolbrandt and the Ardell Wilkie Estate, Saturday, April 15th, begins 10 a.m. at 1405 North Street, Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
Multiflora rose may look pretty, but it's an invasive weed. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. This prickly shrub spreads rapidly, and it takes extra effort to get rid of it as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen. Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Multiflora rose is a prickly, vigorous shrub with long stems and thorns. It's native to Japan and was brought to the United States as a rootstock for ornamental roses. But this invasive plant grows aggressively and snuffs out other vegetation. Birds nibble on its fruit and spread the seeds everywhere. Multiflora rose isn't good nesting habitat either because of its thorns. In fact, it used to be planted around prisons to prevent inmates from escaping. This shrub can grow up to 10 feet tall in pastures, prairies, and woodlands, anywhere the land isn't turned over. Iowa State Extension weed specialist Bob Hartzler says you can dig it out or try brush herbicides.
These are used primarily as foliar applications.
the best time for them is in the spring after the roses have fully leafed out, but before they bloom. And these basically are the same herbicides that people would use in their lawns to control dandelions and other broadleaf weeds. But because multiflora rose is a woody plant, use higher rates than we would use for dandelions.
Because the stems touch the ground, they will set new roots. Hartzler says attack the plant when it's small.
They are ignored, and so they grow larger. Then it becomes much harder to kill just because of the size. It's very difficult when you go out to try to spray them. It's hard to get good coverage because they can get so large. Acting quickly when you first spot them invading an area is the key to keeping the problem simple to deal with.
One treatment won't do it because seeds can live up to 10 years in the soil. Learn more about fighting multiflora rose at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Have you ever asked someone how they're doing and they holler, busy, as they run by? I know I catch myself saying that a lot. And the truth is, I am busy. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, it's pretty much a given that no one has a lot of free time these days. Family, work, friends, errands, housework, it just never seems to end. And if your schedule is like mine, there aren't many open spaces. But are you filling your time with things that matter, that bring you joy and serve God? Look at your calendar or your to-do list. If you're doing things that don't align with your faith, consider tossing them from your life. Use your time wisely to live your life's calling, whatever that may be. Try to lighten your load and focus on what matters. When you do, you'll be less busy and more confident, content, and generous. I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive.
Join Ken Gustin and friends at the Rhythm of the Rails Saturday afternoon at 2:30 at the Waterville Opera House.
It's going to be quite a day in Waterville, Kansas. We're going to have a special show at 2 p.m. in the Opera House. It's a show that, frankly, we wrote called Rhythm of the Rails. And the town of Waterville is really going to have quite a day all surrounding the railroad and the rich heritage it has around there. There will be railroad rides on the Central Branch Railroad remains there at 10, 11, noon, and maybe afterwards at 4. There's a lunch buffet at the Weaver Hotel. That'll be various times, just think somewhere around noon. And then the show is at 2. And we're going to basically have something for everyone. If you like trains, there's going to be a lot of info about trains. If you want to hear about the history of the Central Branch Railroad, much of this will be tailored around that. If you just like pictures of trains or train songs, well, we've got something for everybody. Chris and I have come up with a program that will tell a lot about the rich history of the railroad as it came to Northeast Kansas, specifically the Central Branch Railroad that began in Atchison and went clear out to Waterville and eventually parts beyond. And we've got an awful lot of history to tell there as well that involves things around Marshall County, specifically Waterville, Blue Rapids, Frankfort, towns that the Central Branch Railroad either founded or had something to do with it becoming what it is today. So going to be quite a day, and we sure hope people can make it. This entire program will be comprised of music that all relates around railroads and trains and railroad-themed things, some historic, some newer. It will also include some original tunes we've written. In fact, we have a few tunes that we've penned specifically just for this event that we're going to debut that day, and we're kind of excited about that. This concert is going to feature a multimedia presentation with slides and videos. It's going to have narration telling a story, and it's all going to be interwoven amongst 13 to 15 or 16 songs. And Chris is a finalist 3 times in the National Flat Picking Championship. I am a finalist in the Woody Guthrie National Folk Singing Championship. So we've been around a while, and we like to think that what we can do can relate to people. And we try to do the best we can to present a story in every song that we perform, and we're going to do our best that day. There's so much history about what this small but mighty, we'll say, railroad brought to Marshall County and the area. It just needs to be shared. This railroad at one point in time was instrumental in transporting orphans from back east to find families here in the Midwest. It served a role helping the military by transporting World War II German prisoners all the way to Concordia. There's quite a livestock history as well, you know, in the area. And the Central Branch Railroad transported everything from cattle in the beginning to turkeys at one point. So there's an awful lot of history about the people who worked for the Central Railroad, those who founded it, its path from Atchison all the way up through Waterville, founding depots and train stations along the way, and the impact it had on life all along the way, including, especially, I should say, around Marshall County. Mm-hmm. Much of this program will focus on the role of the Central Branch Railroad specifically and some of the things that go along with its history.
Net income for American farmers is predicted to scale back this year, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
When it comes to net farm income, 2022 is going to be a pretty tough year to top. That's forecast in a new report from the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri. They say 2023 farm income will indeed be lower. Senior research economist Bob Maltzberger.
Projected net income was a new record, but moving forward, we do not project crop prices to retain their elevated level that we experienced through 2022. We do see receipts declining into the next couple of years in combination with production expenses that don't decline as quickly, which squeezes that net farm income in the next couple of years.
On the other hand, Maltzberger says cattle producers will likely do pretty well this year.
Even though many categories for livestock prices do decline, in 2023, cattle prices are kind of the exception. Those severe droughts that we experienced in the plains, and especially southern plains of the United States, limited forage availability, as well as the combination of increased crop prices, led to aggressive herd liquidation in 2022.
Tomorrow, a forecast for food prices. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Pickups in on trade at Fenortis Motor Company in Marysville include a 2020 Silverado 2500 HD. It's the LTZ Z71 package. A new truck trade priced under $50,000. They have a 2015 Silverado 2500 HD with Duramax diesel and a 2013 Chevy Silverado 1500 priced under $15,000 at Fenortis Motor Company.
Get your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, you know, today's ag industry is driven by technology, as everything else is, right? Well, it's everywhere, and it benefits all levels of production, management, and efficiency. In this report from Holstein Association USA, we take a look at how technology has affected the dairy industry.
It's undeniable. Technology has changed our world over the past 75 years. Dr. Jack Britt, a retired dairy industry professor, scientist, and consultant from Etowah, North Carolina, can attest to that. He's seen significant changes in technology and dairy cattle reproduction just during his lifetime.
My first experience in terms of how dairy cattle were bred was that you turned the bull loose and he ran with the herd. And if a cow happened to be in heat, showing estrus, he would mate her. But then we moved to artificial insemination, where we were selecting better genetically bulls that the semen could be frozen, and we could inseminate cows with the best bulls in the country or in the world.
Time now for your soil temperature report from Abilene Machine. For high-quality ag replacement parts at low prices, just call 800-255-0337 or order online at abilenemachine.com. And here are your 4-inch soil temperatures around the state of Kansas. Right now, 57 Atwood, 59 Oberlin, 56 Norton, Belleville, it's 57, Hiawatha, 57, Olathe, 57, Mound City, 58, Columbus, 57, 61 Medicine Lodge, 62 Ashland, 61 Elkhart, 60 Johnson, Syracuse is at 62, Garden City, 59, Tribune is at 61, Hayes is at 60. And those look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Working in agriculture, you face challenges every day. It's who you are. But those challenges, they can take a toll. Stress, anxiety, depression. It may be hard to talk about, but how you feel is worse. And just like in your operation, ignored problems will only get worse. You take care of so much. Take care of you, too. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. Cheap Trick Live. Saturday, April 29th, First Council Casino. Cheap Trick in an unforgettable performance. Sale now at 7clans.com and the casino box office. Another breath of fresh air from InnerVisions.
Bott Realty and Auction will host a farm, acreage, and townhouse estate auction Saturday, April 15th in Barnes. Appliances, collector coins, household items, furniture, and outdoor items will start at 10 a.m. Selling at noon will be a 2021 Ford Edge SE, 4,170 miles. As well as the 146 acres of Washington County land, along with the three-bedroom, one-and-a-half-bath house in Barnes. Farmland is located between Barnes and Waterville, with this 147 acres more or less consisting of 88 acres cropland and 50 acres native grass pasture, with the balance being waterways and timber. There is a large pond and good fencing with no growing crops at this time. This farm will be sold at the same time and place as the residential, vehicle, and household items located at 119 South Main Street in Barnes. This 146-acre farm and residential estate auction for the Beverly Wyke Estate will be Saturday, April 15th, 10 a.m. at the residence on South Main in Barnes. Visit BottRealtyAuction.com for full information.
She says she went where she was driven to go when she purchased a sale barn in eastern Colorado. The story of one woman paving her own way in the ag industry. Today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
A farmer's life depends on the land and sky. Every morning I hope for either sun or rain to provide a good harvest. But as I jump on my tractor, I look down at my BKT AgriMax tires and feel confident because whatever the sky brings, BKT tires are dependable, ensuring reduced soil compaction plus higher load capacity. At least my BKT tires aren't unpredictable. I can always rely on them. True problems, true solutions. BKT tires, the farmer's choice.
Have you ever asked a farmer if they talk to their fields?
Promise me you'll grow nice and tall. You got that?
No, you were corn in 2013, not 2014.
Hope you were thirsty.
Do you think Cheryl's still mad at me?
After all that talking, sometimes it's time to listen.
Your field has a voice, and John Deere Operations Center helps you hear it. Unlock every acre's full potential by using both agronomic and economic data. Visit johndeere.com/operationscenter and unlock your operation.
Robin Varelman was exposed at a young age to sale barns, with her grandfather being a cattle buyer. She herself grew up working on a family dairy, but little did she know when she was young that she would one day own a sale barn herself. As an adult, she worked at Livestock Exchange in Brush, Colorado for 10 years in all facets of the business, from being a pinback to eventually being the manager and then purchasing it. She has owned the sale barn for the last 10 years and talks about what keeps her motivated.
There's no better people in the world that are out there being stewards of the land, being stewards of the animals, taking care of them to the best that they can, because that's their livelihood. And I so enjoy being able to help them market their animals. And I love what I do. I love my employees.
Being a woman owner in a traditionally male-dominant industry has had its fair share of challenges.
The challenge that you come is not usually within yourself, but it's within the people looking at you and a woman as seeing you are in an agriculture world, you're in a man's world. I actually had, when I bought it, I'll never forget my first sale, I had a gentleman come in and said, you know, Robin, he says, I like you, I've known you for years. He says, but you're in a man's world, you're not going to make it. I was like, oh, that's just really nice to start out the first sale with. But 3 years later, that man came back to me and said, man, I need to apologize to you up and down. He says, you're doing a phenomenal job. Fantastic.
The Livestock Exchange has been a staple in Northeast Colorado for the past 55 years. I'm Lori Boyer. For more agriculture information, log on to agriculture.com.
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sudlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at currently. May corn, 653 and a half. That's down 2 3/4. July corn, 626. That's down 1 3/4. May wheat, 667 and a quarter. Down 12 and a quarter. July wheat, 677. That's down 10. Kansas City wheat for May, 847 and a quarter. Down 16 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for July, 832 3/4. That's down 13 and a half. Minneapolis wheat for May, 854, down 6. July Minneapolis wheat, 853 3/4. That's down 6 and a quarter. May oats, 335, down 3/4. July oats, 330 1/4. That's down 1 1/2. Taking a look at May soybeans, 1501 1/4. That's down 3. July soybeans, 1473. That's down. That's up 3/4 right down. Cotton for July, 83.16. That's up 77 cents. Live cattle for April, 175.85 is your current price. That's up $1.57. Live cattle for June, 165.17 1/2. That's up 32 1/2. Feeder cattle for April, 202.97 1/2. That's up 75 cents. Feeder cattle for May, 208.82 1/2. That's up 25 cents right now. As far as crude oil goes, for May, 82.56 is your current price. That's down 70 cents. June crude, 82.41 right now. That's down 66. Looking at gold for April, 20.40 cents. That's up $29.50. Wall Street right now, the Dow up 283. S&P up 39. NASDAQ up 212. Let's look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's auction time, friends. 10 a.m. Saturday, April the 22nd. The Carl Stovall Estate Sale, 3 miles east of Marion, Kansas. Selling in perfect condition. A huge selection of shop equipment, welders, tools, sheet metal, antique blacksmith items. Selling at noon. A large selection of guns, including a set of Smith & Wesson revolvers. Hey, there's a 2018 Jeep Wrangler, 2019 Polaris Ranger, 2017 Ford Taurus, 2015 Bobcat skid steer with all the attachments, several trailers, household items, miscellaneous items, way too numerous to mention. The Carl Stovall Estate Auction, online and live. Saturday, April 22nd, 3 miles east of Marion, Kansas. Call Griffin Real Estate Auction Company at 620-273-6421 or go to Griffin Real Estate Auction at gmail.com for more information.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
As technology continues to advance, some producers are adopting new practices. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. K-State Precision Agriculture economist Terry Griffin gives insight on the rate at which technology in the world of precision agriculture is being adopted by producers.
When the concept was in its infancy, let's say in the 1990s, we used the word precision agriculture, and it implied a few things. In reality, precision may not have been the best word then. But over time, that word, which largely reflected the equipment that was used within the farm gates, has evolved into a term, digital agriculture, because a large portion of the emphasis has been on the use of data that come from that equipment and other sources. So we're using a more of a broad term, digital agriculture, to reflect precision ag and other information technologies applied to agriculture.
Griffin explains the difference between automated guidance technologies and data technologies and how they impact adoption trends.
Automated guidance, automated section control, and so forth endows the operator with lots of high technology, but it's such that they do not have to know much about the technology to make use of it. That's the opposite when it comes to data. With automated guidance, it's readily adopted. And if you ask farmers, for instance, you know, if I came to your farm and removed the technology and you couldn't get it back, how much would you pay me for that not to happen? But what if we make it a little bit more complicated? As a benefit, what about the quality of life? On the cost side, the opposite of quality of life we would think of as human capital. It's not costless to arrive at. We have to invest time and effort to learn how to do something, maybe even money. Well, the same is true of data technologies. It takes more skill to make use of it than it did without the technology. So the quality of life and human capital ratio, I believe, helps explain a lot about the adoption trends.
He continues by sharing advice for producers considering adopting new practices.
The costs are much easier to estimate because, you know, we can see the cost, you know, from a dealership, for instance. We know exactly how much investment we'll need to make. The benefit side is more vague, and we need to ask ourselves, will the perceived benefits outweigh the total cost? And if the answer is no, then I think that answers their question. They shouldn't, you know, go any further. And the fear of missing out should not go into the decision-making process. A lot of producers have explained that they feel like they're getting left behind. Their neighbors and competing farmers have more technology, but that's not a good reason to adopt. A good reason to adopt is when the benefits outweigh the cost.
That's K-State Precision Agriculture economist Terry Griffin with insight on the rate at which technology in the world of precision agriculture is being adopted by producers. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ellie Suter from Frankfurt. USD 380 has an immediate opening for a full-time bus driver in Frankfurt. The district is also accepting applications for multiple substitute bus drivers. Positions are to begin immediately. Applications will be accepted until the positions are filled. Applications may be picked up at the central office in Vermillion or accessed online at www.usd380.com.
From farm to field, Massimo Power Equipment is the right choice for the farmer, cattleman, outdoorsman, and off-road enthusiast. Powerful, affordable, and reliable, Crownover Auto Sales is your local dealer with several side-by-sides in stock and immediate shipment of any custom order. Come see for yourself what Massimo can do for you at Crownover Auto across from Valley Vet in Marysville.
Thank you.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.